This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. It's been over a month now since Senator Elizabeth Warren roiled the tech world with this policy pronouncement.
I want a government that isn't here to work for giant tech companies. I want a government that's here to work for the people.
Warren called for the breakup of giant tech, including Google and Facebook. To do this, she'd use existing federal agencies and antitrust tools to rip apart existing mergers. Facebook forced a split from Instagram. It's one of a slew of major policy proposals Warren has rolled out since announcing her presidential campaign. But the tech breakup complicates Warren's relationship with a state that has been a cash cow for her, a state rising in the primary calendar, California. So, how's the plan being received there, and what's it mean for her campaign?
I don't think that that's something that the majority of Californians, certainly of either party, would support.
Lisa Gritzner is a Los Angeles political consultant who's worked closely with Microsoft and California-based Uber.
You know, this is the land of opportunity. This is where people come to start their companies, their startups, their dreams. And so the idea that all of a sudden somebody decides you're too big or they don't agree with the way that you're conducting your business and the government takes over, that's not exactly the kind of sentiment I think that the majority of Californians hold.
The chair of the Los Angeles Democratic Party largely agrees. Mark Gonzalez says Warren's plan might attract some of Warren's fellow progressives in California, but he predicts not all.
She makes a point in terms of how tech industries need to be regulated. But we also have to be able to work with them as well because they do provide substance to the entire state. I think folks might think that there's a little bit of a disconnect with what she's saying versus what is actually going on.
But what about tech workers themselves? Tens of thousands work directly for Google and Facebook in California, and hundreds of thousands of others work in high-tech jobs in the state. If you thought they'd largely oppose Warren's plan as a threat to their livelihoods, you might be wrong, according to Han Zhu, executive director of the Democratic Party in San Francisco. He says many rank-and-file tech workers in the Bay Area, which includes Silicon Valley, think more regulation is needed.
A lot of these young tech workers see tech as a way to improve the lives of everybody, but they're also seeing the negative consequences of these huge tech companies coming in. And the majority agree that there needs to be some accountability and that they have a certain level of responsibility to the communities that they are impacting.
In fact, a survey of California tech workers earlier this year found 59% said the tech industry should be more regulated than it is now.
And I think that comes from years of seeing this vast wealth growth here in San Francisco and the Bay Area and Silicon Valley. We're seeing billions of dollars pour in. The city completely changed in many aspects. For a lot of people here in San Francisco, at least, feel that the big tech companies haven't done enough to actually help bring those benefits to a broader group of people.
In the bigger picture, beyond tech workers, California, with its huge number of Democratic delegates, is important to Warren and all the presidential candidates. And in 2020, because California votes much earlier than it has in elections past, winning a big proportion of delegates there could provide crucial momentum. Yet the older, more traditional wing of the California Democratic Party is wary of Warren. So says Sherry Bebich Jeffy, longtime political analyst at the University of Southern California.
The younger, the Bernie-crat wing of the California Democratic Party views her positively, has some enthusiasm for her. The more old-school establishment Democrats, not so much. Viewed at best with skepticism.
Why skepticism?
Well, the older, more establishment Democrats still have some respect for, shall I say, tradition, shall I say, for the ability to make money in private life.
For Warren, voter support is not all she's looking for in California, as the Golden State has also been a gold mine of campaign cash. In her most recent U.S. Senate campaign, Warren received more individual contributions from California than any other state except Massachusetts. Californians gave her Senate campaign over $3.1 million, and federal campaign filings show more than half that money came from the tech-heavy San Francisco Bay Area. So far in 2019, Californians have given Warren nearly $400,000, which is, again, more than any other state except Massachusetts. Yet she's only seventh among her Democratic competitors in fundraising there. All of this seems to leave open the question of whether Warren's focus on policy, coupled with her decision to shun big campaign donors in the primary, will pay off in voter support or just burn her ability to pay campaign bills. WBUR Democratic political analyst Wilnelia Rivera.
She's willing to take a bigger risk than other candidates right now in terms of how she's approaching her campaign. And only time will tell whether that risk is going to end up imploding her campaign or whether it ends up propelling her campaign in a way that puts her ahead. You know, these next 3 months are going to be important because if it doesn't seem that they're keeping up, I think voters are going to make a different kind of conclusion.
It's a point well taken, as a mid-April poll of California Democrats shows Warren running well behind Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and California Senator Kamala Harris. Other state and national polls also largely show the same thing. WBUR's Wilder Fleming produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.